Tito coming down, and this is for Friday night, 3-2-1. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Terry, we're outside before the ballgame here with the Kansas City Royals, and you're actually doing extra fielding practice, and we're here in May. How much of this do you like to do, and how much of it can you realistically do, and why even do it at all?
You know, Hammy, we're trying to strike a balance. You know, in spring training, we do pitcher's PFP every day. And then when the season starts, sometimes you can get removed from that. And so we try to kind of go, like, once a month at home, and we try to pick a night. Like, tonight's our first 7 o'clock game. And so what we'll do is we'll, like, bring the infielders out early, almost take an extended infield. And then they're all loose and they're ready to go. Then we incorporate the pitchers with them, and we do like a live PFP just to ingrain and remember some of the habits they've gotten into. It's not punishment. It's just something that I think, you know, we'd say it all the time. When somebody hits a ball 40 or 50 feet, we want to get an out. And I think just to practice it sometimes is good.
You had such a tough road trip, Terry. You lose 5 one-run games. You competed, you came from behind, but you never got rewarded. You got rewarded this week with wins, because at the end of the day, it's still all about W's, isn't it?
Yeah, and again, you know, coming off that trip, there were some really tough losses. I didn't think we played bad. I didn't think we either got a big hit or we lined out one game or we gave up a home run, but we were in every game. But then to come back off of that disappointment and to play the way we did, I was really pleased. Now we got to turn the page because the Royals are in town, and they've been there and done it. And you know they're not hot right now on their record the same as us, but we know what they can do. And for us to get where we want to go, we got to beat them.
Well, you know, Mike Napoli has quietly hit 5 home runs, knocked in 17. He also leads Major League Baseball in number of pitches seen. And that's significant, isn't it, Terry?
And I would say he's right at the top of Major League Baseball as being a teammate, too, which goes a long way. This kid is really something. You know, he's a veteran guy that's been there and done it, and he's the first guy in our dugout every night. He wants to win. When we win a game and they're coming off the field, you can't tell if he's got hits or not. I love that about him. He wants to be the very best team player he can be. I admire that in him so much. I'm just so happy that he was able to sign here because he has brought so much to our ball club.
Well, you got some bad news today. Surgery for Roberto Perez. He's out at least until after the All-Star break, maybe even August. That's a big blow.
But, Hammy, yeah, you're right. But when you say bad news, I mean, he was going to miss 2 months anyway. And I think the idea of repairing this thing so when he does come back, he's ready to go and he doesn't have to worry yeah. about it. And I tried to tell him that yesterday before he left. He'll be okay. Yeah, we're going to miss him, sure. But when he comes back, he'll be fine. So that's the good news. Sometimes you try to take a shortcut and maybe save a couple weeks and you hurt a kid's career.
How about, though, Chris Giménez? Take away the fact that he caught a good game, that he hit a home run. He's that mentality you need for a guy that is a backup, isn't he?
Well, I mean, he was here one day, you know, and you throw him in a game, and I think there's a lot of value in the fact that guys know him already. They know what he's about, so he's not running around introducing himself. He's just trying to help us win. And a lot like Napoli, he's got a lot of those same characteristics. I mean, there's a reason a guy's still playing when you're playing that long and not having a ton of major league service. And he has those qualities. And you know what? We're glad for it. I mean, I was thrilled to get that home run, but I was more thrilled the way he caught the ball game.
Well, you've got the Kansas City Royals. They're the world champs for a reason. You've been there. To go back-to-back World Series in this day and age, man, that's hard to do. It's hard to get there once.
It is. I used to laugh when people say, hey, is it hard to repeat? Man, it's hard to get there the first time. I think what is real noticeable with them is they got there and they didn't rest on their laurels. It looked like they liked the feeling and they want to go back, which is a credit to them. You know, I guess when you're in their division, you hope that the playing those innings deep into October, some of it starts to wear on their pitchers because it can, but they're not showing a ton of effects of it right now.
Tribe Manager Terry Francona on the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for Game 1 of this weekend series. Tribe and Royals is coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.